So, good night. I decided tonight it was right that I do this tonight, have the conversation again, and that light bulb keeps screwing in tighter and tighter. And what I'm talking about is that if you live in America right now and you're between the ages of 18 and 23, and you have a job, and you've had a job for the last 2 years, whatever it is that you've been doing for the last 2 years, 2-3 years, you can be ridiculously financially successful by the age of 30. Hear me out. I want you to hear me. You can be ridiculously financially successful by the age of 30. All right? It's really, really simple. At the age of 22, I had a drill sergeant who had given me the keys to success at a really early age, and I really didn't pay attention to him. I didn't listen to what he had to say. He gave it to me. He said, "Kevin, you are 22, you have a job, you have a steady income. I'm pretty sure your credit is all right." This is 1998, mind you. And he's telling me about this, and I'm, check me out, 22 years old, coming from Brooklyn. I'm not really trying to hear what he has to say, man. You know, yeah, I'm listening to you, but you know what? I'm so cocky. I'm so arrogant. I'm so into myself. I figure, you know what? I got the answers. Now I ain't got to listen to this dude. I'm gonna hear you, but I'm not gonna listen to you. So 22 comes, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 comes. It still hasn't clicked. Listen to me now. 8 years have gone by, and I have had a really huge setback in my life. Went to prison for 2 years. I was away from my family. Still didn't click, man. What Mr. Johnson has said to me in 1998. And he said, "Kevin, invest in real estate. Buy real estate now. Now is the time for you guys to be buying real estate." I didn't hear him. And guys, I'm telling you right now, as you listen to my voice, there are so many different gurus out there who are telling you and teaching you how to do it. I'm not trying to sway you away from them. I'm just trying to tell you how I lost it, how I missed that boat, and how you could not miss that boat if you're smart enough, if you listen to what I got to say, how you won't miss that boat. Listen to me. If you started working at the age of 18, right, you should have had saved some money because you have that discipline of work. You have that discipline, that early discipline, right? And so this takes discipline. I'm pretty sure you've saved your money. 18, 19, 20, you're going to college, you save your money. You're probably, whatever you're doing, but I'm pretty sure you're saving your money. You may have a phone, so your credit may not be that jacked up, right? So I suggest you get yourself correct and you get your credit together, right? Deliberately understand what your credit situation is and pay attention to it. Hear me out now. I'm giving you the clues. Pay attention to what your credit is. 19, 20, 21, 22. Pay attention to what your credit is. Pay attention to what's going on in your credit situation. You hear me? So in those years, while you're working and you're paying attention deliberately to what's going on with your credit, you're getting yourself together. You're building leverage. So when you go to a bank at 21, 22, 23, when you go to a bank after you've saved up some money, when you go to a bank and your first property now is a simple condo. Hear me out now. Yes, a simple condo. I don't want to pay HOA. Yes, you want to pay those HOAs. You want to be a good, good condo resident. Nice 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom home. You're 22, 23. Well, you don't need nothing much. You don't have to worry about the roof. You don't have to worry about the yard because that's being taken care of. Right? You get yourself a nice 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom condo. It's not much. It's under $80,000. You can do that. So you can manage paying that mortgage. If you want to, you might even mess around and get yourself a roommate if you want to. It's not necessarily that you do it, but you can get yourself a roommate. Help pay that mortgage. I suggest stay there for 2-3 years. You're about, what, 25, 26? 25, let's say 25, right? You get into your second property. Now you have some leverage. You have some skin in the game. You've been paying your mortgage. You may refinance or you may move and say, you know what? I want another home. You find a secondary lender who will give you a mortgage for a small home, a small 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home, 1,400 square feet or so. Nothing huge, nothing nice, a second home. Your first home is going to be used as collateral because you're going to use this as a rental property now. Yeah? Why not? Why not? Why not? Right? You've moved on to your second property now. Once again, you maintain it 2-3 years. You're 28, 29. My friend, you're moving into your third property and you're leaving behind your second rental property. By this time, your first property could have been paid off or paid for itself, depending on what number you started with. So if you understand where I'm going with this, I'm telling you, it takes discipline. It takes discipline. It takes a long-standing vision. Execution is key. Saving is key. But it could be done. It could be done. And I'm just telling you about three simple moves. You could be savvy enough to make 10 savvy moves in those 10 years. 10. Think about it now. If your credit's strong, and you do right, you could do better than what I'm telling you about. What I'm telling you about is basic, very basic. But you can do more. I know you can.